USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a big celebration and warm welcome in Vietnam.
Hi. Nice to see you.
President Trump was greeted by dozens of children waving American and Vietnamese flags as he entered the Office of Government Building. He was there for a working lunch with the Vietnamese Prime Minister.
Very much appreciate the hospitality. It was a really something special. We got off Air Force One last night, and I drove down the boulevards, and I saw all of the buildings under construction and how Vietnam is thriving.
The president is preparing to meet once again with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Michael Cohen's prepared opening statements that he submitted to Congress are out. The former lawyer to President Trump will testify on Wednesday publicly before the House Oversight Committee. In the statement, he says, "I am ashamed that I chose to take part in concealing Mr. Trump's illicit acts rather than listening to my own conscience." Cohen also says the president knew that Roger Stone was talking with Julian Assange about a WikiLeaks drop of Democratic National Committee emails. Democrats mark the anniversary of the Brady handgun law. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will act on Wednesday on two measures to expand background checks that are part of the Brady bill.
In the course of all of that, we will prevent domestic abusers from getting guns. We will have the CDC doing research. We will, again, make the American people safer.
One would require background checks for private transactions, such as online purchases. The other would extend the background check period to 20 days. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One woman is speaking out to warn travelers. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Sherry Marcadona was sexually assaulted in her hotel room while traveling for work back in 2014. According to court documents, her assailant got her room key from the hotel staff without any security checks. Marcadona tells CBS This Morning that she felt safe staying at her hotel and in her surroundings due to the hotel brand.
You walk in and you see the name, and you're trusting within the name. And through this process, I learned that it's not. There's owners, operators, franchisees, you know.
So you thought this was Hilton in charge of everything.
That's something that has to be more recognizable, that when we go, it's not necessarily a Hilton or a Marriott or a Hyatt. It is somebody like, in my case, an owner-operator situation.
Consumer confidence is on the rise. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index increased in February to 131.4, up from a reading of 121.7 in January. Consumer confidence rebounding in February after 3 months of consecutive declines, according to Lynn Franco, the senior director of economic indicators at the board, who says in a statement, quote, "The present situation index improved as consumers continue to view both business and labor market conditions favorably."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.